Well, let's go now to Slovenia, the latest European country overwhelmed by refugees and migrants trying to make their way to Northern Europe. Now, picture Slovenia at the center of a clock. Up at 12 o'clock is Austria. Then as you move to the right to 1 or 2 o'clock, you've got Hungary. Then Croatia at 3 o'clock, all the way down the border of Slovenia, all the way to 6 o'clock. Then over at 9 o'clock on the left-hand side, you've got Italy. And again, right in the middle, tiny Slovenia, a country of just about 2 million people. In the last week, more than 50,000 people have crossed the border to come in. Reporter Lauren Freyer has been traveling with some of them, and she joins us from the Slovenia-Austria border, again up in the north. Lauren, what's it like? We're here. It's getting colder.
Yeah, that's right. There's been a small break in the rain now, but for days it was freezing rain as these people crossed Serbia, Croatia, often backed up at borders overnight. And the camps are so overcrowded that many, many people are sleeping outdoors. Temperatures are hovering around freezing at night. There was one group so frustrated with border crossing delays between Croatia and Slovenia that they actually decided to swim across a river that forms part of that border. And once you're wet, hypothermia can really set in here. People are building campfires to stay warm. There are huge numbers of donations coming in. Clothes, little parkas and snowsuits for children being delivered to border crossings by charities. In fact, last night, the Red Cross distributed thermal blankets, those metallic ones that they often give marathon runners at the end of a race. Well, last night you had thousands of migrants and refugees wrapped in them at the border between Slovenia and Austria. For many, this is the last border they need to cross before they reach Germany. The sense of sort of hope and relief is really palpable. But they got stuck in no man's land last night between Austria and Slovenia when Austria briefly closed its borders. They were families, pregnant women sleeping outside. And this is happening at borders across the Balkans. Countries are just overwhelmed.
Was the hope that they would go through Austria to Germany?
That's right. So they're hoping to get into Austria, and that'll be the last country they have to cross until most of them want to go to Germany. There are some people who want to end up in the Netherlands or Sweden. But Austria has had a shortage of buses last night, so they closed their border for several hours. Now it's open again, but you know, buses are rolling up and taking 50 people at a time. And meanwhile, hundreds and hundreds are coming in from the south up through Slovenia.
Why is this happening now in Slovenia? Is this because Hungary clamped down, Hungary again up in the northeast of the country?
That's right. So last Friday night, Hungary sealed off its southern border with Croatia. And last month, Hungary sealed its Serbian border. So the entire southern frontier of Hungary is now lined with a 10-foot-high chain link fence topped with barbed wire. And as a result, migrants are forced to go hundreds of miles westward and cross Croatia and Slovenia instead. And as you mentioned, Slovenia is a tiny country, population just 2 million. It's been particularly overwhelmed. Why now, you ask? People are rushing to get into Europe before the winter really sets in. There are also many, many Syrians here who are fleeing recent Russian bombing raids in Syria. You know, these are people who had hoped to wait out the wars. In its fifth year now, they weren't among the first to leave. They didn't want to walk to Europe, certainly not under these conditions. But new fighting, new bombing is finally reaching their doorsteps, and they're fleeing in even greater numbers now.
Who are you traveling? Where are they coming from?
It's really a diverse group. There are a lot of Syrians, there are a lot of Afghans, but I've also met migrants from Mali in northwest Africa. I spoke with a Sudanese man last night, whose wife, incidentally, is 8.5 months pregnant. He's worried she might give birth in this no man's land between borders.
Well, we know Slovenia's been appealing to the European Union for money and police and supplies. The European Union is meeting this Sunday about the migrant crisis. I'm imagining this will be high on the agenda.
Yes, absolutely. That's what the meeting is for. Slovenia is asking for $68 million in immediate aid. The Slovenian government estimates that this crisis is costing it about $1 million a day. And they're still overwhelmed. You know, as I said, migrants are sleeping on the ground. The camps do not have enough food and shelter to go around. Slovenia has also brought up the possibility of building a border fence. And we've seen Hungary build two fences. And if Slovenia were to build a fence here, it could really cut off this Balkan route. If other countries followed suit, you know, migrants might have to go eastward through, say, Romania and Ukraine. You know, in Ukraine, there's fighting going on there. There are even migrants going through Russia to the Arctic and crossing, albeit in small numbers, into Norway there. And I just wanted to say one thing about Hungary with its border fences. Hungary's taken a particularly hard line against refugees and migrants. And today is actually the 59th anniversary of the Hungarian Revolution. It was a short-lived uprising against Soviet control in 1956, which created a 250,000 Hungarian refugees that dispersed out through Europe. So the tables have really turned in those 59 years since then.
That's Lauren Freyer from Maribor, Slovenia, traveling with migrants trying to get to Austria and on to Germany. Lauren, thank you.
Thanks for having me.